Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Get Your Willies Out, the podcast where we attempt, emphasis on attempt, to give you advice on your fucked up lives. Now, we all know how much I love saying darling, so I thought it would be only fitting to get on Jack Darling.
Does that originate himself from me? Do you say it because of me?
Oh, don't be stop. Silly. I said it in the womb, shut up. That was mine.
I stole it, did I? Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I was saying get your willies out next, baby.
I don't know if I can trademark it. Fuck off. How are you?
I'm good. My voice is like Phil Mitchell.
Oh my God.
I've just been to Greece. I got back from Greece yesterday, so a lot of alcohol was consumed.
Nice. Gyros?
No, Crete.
No.
Did you say Gyros? I said like... I thought you were like saying it's like a Greek island.
Oh my God, I'm crazy.
No, was it not a Greek island?
Gyros is their like food. It's like their native.
A gyro.
It's a gyros. Yeah, gyros.
I thought it's a gyro. Gyros.
Like, to be fair, my dad calls it gyros, and I literally had a full on argument with him. I was like, it's gyros. You know what?
It's spelled
we'll
gyro.
We'll go with gyro.
I'm dyslexic, so please.
Did you have gyros? No, Crete.
That's so embarrassing. Stop it.
No, I love it. It's so funny. So you went to Crete?
I went to Crete and I did have a gyros.
Or a gyros, if you will. Either or.
I say gyro. Put in the comments if you say gyro or gyros.
Yeah, comment and just prove that I'm right.
But I did. I went to Crete, but it was like very alcohol fueled. So like okay, my voice was taking a turn. So
it's giving Cyndi Lauper.
It's giving I finally hit puberty. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, congratulations. Give me a hand. Congratulations.
I'm all hairy and everything.
Human. So you're obviously very big on TikTok. I first discovered you on TikTok. That makes it sound like I discovered you and made you famous, but I didn't. I found you on TikTok. So tell me like how that started. Like what was like the video that you think like kind of launched your
account? I started in lockdown. I was one of the lockdown TikTokers.
Town girlies.
But I was also one of those people that like, I don't know about you, but when TikTok first came about, everyone was like, you download TikTok. And I was just like, no.
Yeah, I was like, piss off.
I was like, I'm not five. Like, I'm not in like, I'm not doing that.
Do you know, I peaked at MySpace, you know what I mean? I'm not getting, yeah.
Don't talk about MySpace.
Don't you dare bring her up around me.
That's another podcast. That is, Jesus. No, but yeah, I was like, I'm not doing it. And do you know why it was? I was like, because if I do it, I'm going to have to become famous on this app. I did. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to have to become famous on this app. I can't just post on this app and they go nowhere.
Yeah.
And that's what they did for a while. I'm not going to lie. I was one of the dancers. I was just doing...
Would you?
Yeah,
have you seen the Apple dance? Charlie XCX?
Oh my God.
I can't get the timer right. It's an absolute nightmare.
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, probably
it.
Don't.
I'm not a dancer, so it won't go well. But yeah, I was a nursery teacher.
Oh my God, no way.
I know. My foul mouth was on and I looked after children.
Shut up, you little fucking shit.
Honestly, nearly went there. It nearly got to that
this
point.
This close.
No, I got asked to politely leave from that job, though.
What did they say? Thank you, but no thank you.
They said, I think you need to hand in your resignation if you want a good reference.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So if you're watching, hi.
Look at him now. He's a star.
Look who's on SNL.
I'm on SNL that and you're not. I'm on Get Your Willies Out and you're not.
Period. That should be the new audio.
It should.
But yeah, I just started posting videos. And then one time, me and my mum have a very funny relationship. We're like brother and sister.
Yeah.
And my mum said to me, she texted me, she's like, if you clean the house, we'll get you a Chinese tonight.
What a deal.
Absolutely. I got that mop and bucket out. I made that place gleam. I was like bloody Cinderella. Okay, mopped it, sent photos to her.
The toothbrush
in the
corner.
I was getting the grout out of everything. I gave it a good going over because I wanted that bloody Chinese.
You wanted the chow mein, babes.
She came home with the ready meal Sainsbury's Chinese.
You are, no.
And
you're
I
joking.
Was fucking, I was ready for a fat bastard Chinese.
I hope you went Gypsy Rose on her. I hope you caught her.
Golly, I nearly went to that point. Honestly, I was nearly doing that years in
there.
Prison. And I went and I made a video and I think I said something like, Kay, you better get yourself up on the stairs before I kick you in your minge. And it literally just like went viral and I went, okay.
Here we go. Here's my niche.
I was like, just going to start slagging my mum off online. So that's all I did. That's how I started. And I started like just posting videos about me and my mum and like the arguments that we have, or like, uh-huh. I think people found it relatable. And then I started moving on to my brothers, mm-hmm. and people found that relatable. And then my whole account actually got like removed.
Did it?
Yeah, I got to like 200K. So the account that I have right now was actually my spam account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I got to like 200K and it got completely permanently banned.
But what for? Being naughty? Being a
ninjas. I like to swear, and TikTok don't like me for it. And I talk about this, that, and the other. They don't like me for it. So yeah, they completely permanently banned it. And I had to start again. I think like my spam account had like 15K. So I had like a bit of a start. But yeah, and then we started again. Basically
from scratch, babe. You rose from the ashes.
I really grinded for this stuff.
She's a grinder.
I am. We don't use it though.
Nope, it's not sponsored. And then obviously you do stand up.
Yes.
Like, how's that been going? Like, have you got any dates coming up?
Well, can I say the date? I've just actually just got a new stand-up date come through today.
No way.
So for the 14th of August, everyone, get your tickets.
Tickets. If you're not, you're a faggot. No concept.
Well, bring the faggots. We want the faggots
bring
there, please.
Bring all the faggots there.
They are my audience. And the girlies.
And the girls.
Girls and the gays. So I just started doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. I think it's something I've always wanted to do. I've kind of wanted to always use TikTok to like get some of my foot in the door to do something a little bit like get on stage. Just because I feel like sometimes on TikTok, like my comedy will either get me in trouble or it just doesn't like, it's not the right format for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the beauty of your comedy. I think like it's just like, you know, close to the mark. It's tongue in cheek, Danielle. It's a bit of a laugh.
It's a bit of a laugh. Where's that gone?
Kick my mum in the minge. It's tongue in cheek.
Exactly, that's what it is. So like, I wanted to get on stage because if you're buying my tickets to my comedy, you better not say shit because joke's on you, honey. You just bought the ticket. So do you know what I mean?
I'm rolling in the fucking money.
Do you know what I mean? You bought the ticket. You gotta sit here and listen to it now. Yeah. But yeah, I did my first one back in November. And it was like such an amazing venue in the West End. It was so nice.
Sick.
And it was like a very intimate audience. Like only the theatre itself wanted to like sell the tickets to their customers as well. And I said no.
Because you wanted the girls and the guys.
Wanted like my OG followers, my family and my friends. And like, I got to meet all my followers that followed me from the days where I talked to my mum and like the little meet and greet. Yeah. But it really wasn't like a meet and greet. It was literally like a kiki. Like we were just sat there having a good time. And it was the most funnest thing ever. Can't wait to it again.
Oh, cute.
You're coming.
I'm coming. When is it? I'm brushing my hair.
14th,
I'm so sorry. 14th of August. Hair wash day. So sorry. No, I've definitely come excited. Like, what sort of stuff like do you do in the stand-up?
So
or can you not, do you want it to be a surprise? You don't want to talk
well,
about it?
Well, my last show was about, it was called All About Jack Darling. So we spoke about what it was like me growing up. I'm one of four boys, okay?
Yeah.
I'm one of four boys. I grew up with boys.
Nice.
Like straight ass boys, okay?
Love that. So
I've got some contrasting stories, right?
Uh-huh.
You can tell. I don't want to know why you can tell. But I grew up with the four boys. So I spoke about that. I spoke about my mom. So I got growing up basically from when I was a little boy all the way up to like who I was now. And it was fun. Went through all it. Had a bit of a slideshow going on. This show is going to be more about like why the fuck we're alive, like why the fuck have we got to deal with
thank
everything?
God, because I've been asking that every day, like, thank God.
Do you know what I mean? Like we have all this shit that we have to deal with, uh-huh. all then like why do we have to deal with most of the stuff, like it's all that stuff that I'm just making fun of it basically.
Yeah, cute. I'm excited.
Yes, you are, because you're coming.
I'm coming and I will heckle.
Yes, please.
I bring the tomatoes.
Heckling's the best.
I will.
No tomatoes.
Okay. Cucumbers or
I actually had a joke about cucumbers, actually, in my first one.
Really?
I was like, yeah, it was something about, like, growing up with my brothers, and I was like, I'm very different to my brothers, and, like, I grew up with three boys, and, like, they used to watch Power Rangers and play football, and me, I was in the kitchen trying to shove a cucumber up my ass. And I really didn't know how that one's going to land, because it was, like, the first joke as well, and I was like, I really hope, like, everyone in this audience takes this joke. Like, wow.
But it's just so relatable. It's a universal experience.
We've all given it a go. And
mine
a carrot.
Was, you
Why
know,
not?
Like, you know, the, like, the kitchen roll holder. Mine was one of them.
Oh, really? No, mine was, my first thing that I tried was a Nerf gun bullet.
I mean, start small.
I mean,
you know, it's a trainer.
Babes, it's foam. It's a trainer. It literally just squirted, like, decombusted like a bloody
like,
submarine.
Oh, get
it was
in,
like,
you fuck.
Yeah. I just had an urge. I was young. I don't know what happened.
Wait, did you shoot it up there?
That would have worked so much better. Yeah, no, I did it manually. I did it manually.
Right, go home tonight and give it a try.
I'm gonna purchase the Nerf gun on Amazon tonight. I'm just gonna give it a go.
Right, before we go on to the dilemmas, I've got you a little present.
You don't. Is it that Yazoo down there?
Don't spoil the surprise for listeners. I bought you a meal deal.
Oh my God, stop it. It's actually
like... So I buy my guests meal deals just to like, I look at the meal deal section and think like, what would Jack Darling buy?
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
You're clever.
You don't have to eat it.
Okay.
But if you don't, I will be very offended and I will get you to...
Okay, so, I'm into this. This is such a good idea.
First, the drink. Do you want to... can you explain to the listeners? Because obviously there's audio people out there that aren't watching.
Oh, yeah.
Could you explain what it is and if you would have it, like what your thoughts are?
Okay, so we've got a chocolate milk drink, it says on there. I'm thinking it's Yazoo.
Cute.
I haven't had a Yazoo in a long time. Do you know what? I haven't had a milkshake in a long time.
Well, now is your fucking time. Yeah.
I'm down with that. And if I was going to get a Yazoo, it would be a chocolate Yazoo.
Would it?
It would be. Oh, or a strawberry, depending on how I'm feeling that day. A bit fruity that day, you know. Maybe if I'm wearing a crop top, getting a strawberry.
Putting a fucking Nerf bullet up your ass. You know, do that. I'm getting a strawberry. I'm a little bit fruity.
Cool.
And I got you the meatball marinara.
Oh.
I just thought meatball and I just thought of you. I didn't know why.
Really? I think I know why I did that. So you got the meatball, the stuff. You know what? I see this in Tesco all the time. And is it new?
I don't know, but it looks dry as fuck. I can't lie. It's just dry as an unsure.
So you thought you'll have that?
Yeah, dry as fuck. Yeah, Jack Darling. Fantastic.
My throat is dry enough. Have you not heard it?
all those gyros.
We can't ever talk about this ever again. Honestly, that was so embarrassing.
I'm obsessed.
Gyros?
Crete.
Awful. I've always wanted to try this, though.
Fantastic. Well, there you go.
I have actually thought about it. I've seen it. I was like, maybe I won't. But yeah, okay.
Well, now's your time. And I got you some chicken poppers.
A chicken popper?
Are you partial
different
to a popper, darling? Yeah, partial to a popper. Yeah, but I thought Jack Popper.
Oh, honestly. We'll go heaven. You'll know what poppers is then. Okay, chicken poppers with tomato ketchup. Never seen these in Tesco either.
Have you not?
No. It says new on the packet.
New. There we go. There's the proof.
I've got a club card and everything. I'm a seasoned bitch in that place.
My club card, honestly, sometimes I'm at the self-checkout and if it's not scanning, I won't leave till it scans. I'm like,
me too. I'm good on your phone. I'm just like, hello, scan for my 70p that you're going to take off my order. Right. Doesn't do anything. Have you checked how many points you've got?
No.
Neither.
I've never looked.
I don't know why we've even got them.
No, I know. I've literally never looked. I just feel like it's like a little fad. I'm like, beep.
What does it even do? Does it give you money off a shop or something?
It just, I don't know.
No, like with the points. What do the points do?
I think like it's send you vouchers and shit, but it just makes me feel like I'm part of something, so that's why I do it.
Again, not sponsored Tesco, but
yeah, not
if you do, but if email in bio.
If you want to sponsor, you can. Cool, so we'll move on to the dilemmas.
Okay,
so,
thank you for this, by the way. I love that.
No worries,
it's a really clever idea. I really like that.
Thank you. I'm not just a pretty face.
You're not. You've got it going on.
I'm not even that. So. Right. So producer Tom has kindly put together a little slideshow. So each slide will be like the title of the dilemma. So it'll be like the subject of it.
Yeah.
And then you'll like choose what one you want to do first.
Period.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready. You said that with some determination.
I thought you were like waiting for me to do something then. I was just like, what am I meant to do?
I'm like, come on, perform. Perform.
I know, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So, number one, what's the sitch bitch?
Okay.
What is the sitch bitch? That's the real question on everyone's lips.
Really? It is.
Next one is greedy gobble gannet. It's a bit of me, yeah.
My imagination's going everywhere.
Oh my God, that's good. It's good.
Okay, good.
And how fitting.
We should have saved this conversation for that. Well, maybe
we
not.
Have. Yeah.
No, I don't know what that could be about.
God, no. Let's shove the fucking club card up my ass. Yeah, I don't know.
Nerf gun,
cucumber, club card. So, what one do you want to do first?
I feel like I want to go for the greedy.
Greedy gobble gannet. I was going for that one too.
The alliteration's giving everything.
Yeah,
to
it's giving.
It's really speaking. Yeah.
Right, so, greedy gobble gannet. Oh, it's a long one. I like that cucumber.
Oh, we wildly like them long.
Okay, so, dear Jake and guest, I'm sick of my laws. My laws?
Oh?
I'm sick of my laws eating so much when they come to our house.
In-laws.
First of all, put your fucking message into Grammarly so they can fucking check it.
Got it.
I can't read this shit. Yeah, I can barely read on my own, let alone we've got mistakes in here. Okay. They have said, who is this from? Sorry, I should have said that. Annabelle. Age, rather not say because too old now. I bet she's like 24 and she's calling herself fucking old.
Oh my God, don't you hate when people, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I was going to like say 22.
28, babes.
No, you're not.
I'm Hagrid. No, I'm Hagrid. I am. Today in Tesco, I went up to the counter and I was like, hey, can I get a pineapple ice Lost Mary, please? And I had sunglasses on and she went, can you take your sunglasses off? I took them off and she literally slapped visibly over 25 and I was like, you fucking bitch. You could at least pretended like, I'm not sure. She saw my eyes and was like, oh no, you are definitely over it.
Oh, really? So she actually was like, oh, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, my God. You look a lot younger than 28, sweetheart. There we go. It's going good for you.
How old are you?
23.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What, did you think I was older?
I thought you were younger.
Younger.
Okay, so Annabelle has said, my sister-in-law and sometimes mum-in-law childmind our two daughters twice a week at our home when my partner and I are at work. We pay them a small fee, but they apparently feel entitled to help themselves to a ton of food from our cupboards, fridge, and freezer. Now that's taking the piss.
Not the freezer.
The freezer's always
my backup.
Do you know what I mean?
If there's no food in the fridge, there's something in the freezer. That is taking it too far.
Like, what if one day I'm like, oh shit, I've got nothing in. Let me go to the freezer, grab my nuggets.
Like, and the nugs.
I throw hands.
Honestly.
And she has said, we're not just talking a little snack. We're talking breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner. Oh, she's angry.
Oh, she dropped that F-bomb. She slapped it in there.
And fucking dinner every time. And this has been going on for nearly 3 weeks now. The last time my sister-in-law babysat, she left a handwritten note on the counter that read, just to let you know, you're out of bread, bacon, cheese, and eggs. Oh, my God. You're joking.
Don't look at me.
And I just wanted to scream, yes, because you scoffed all of it, you greedy freeloading cow.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's not happy.
Do you know what? She definitely wrote it on that note as well because she did not want to deal with the WhatsApp. Like, no. She did not want like the conversation going back and forth.
No, and she did not want to see the red receipts on. She didn't want to know when it's red.
She's like, we're taking it back to the Shakespeare, yeah. Pen, paper, let's go.
Fire pigeon. And she said, I found out she's not even feeding our daughter with the food. She's consuming it all for herself. My youngest also told me she saw her putting canned soup, packs of spaghetti and a box of fish fingers in her handbag. You know what? Good for her, to be fair. We're thinking of setting up hidden cameras in the kitchen to record her doing this and then confronting her with the evidence in case she denies it. That's a fine line. Although we pay them, we're family, so it's hardly an employment situation with a contract where we can fire them. It's now out of hand, and I'm shopping at Sainsbury's twice a week to replace the missing food. How do we deal with the issue fast? We're scared it will get worse. What if she starts helping herself to the toiletries and the clothes?
Right.
What if she helps herself to the fucking, to your bloody toys?
First of all, though, she's on about in-laws, right?
Yeah.
So is this her boyfriend? I'm going to burp in this. I don't
know. No, do it right into the mic, please. Right into the mic.
No, oh, she's gone. She's She'll come back. This is in-laws, right? We're talking boyfriend or girlfriend here, okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, is it the sister? Sister-in-law or mother-in-law?
It seems to be last time my sister-in-law.
Right, this is not her problem. This is partner's problem. This oh is partner's God, problem.
Yeah,
no?
It is, yeah. She should not have to be the one confronting them.
Absolutely not.
I'd be to my partner, like, you either sort this out, or there's the fucking door, there's the streets.
Is something going on at home? Like, is she okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like Annabelle probably needs a little bit of help.
Like, Annabelle's going shopping in a fridge. Like, is she okay? Like, did she need some help?
Yeah, I could just not have the audacity to go to someone's house. Like, obviously, we've all been there.
But it's
like
brother, isn't it? It must be brother or sister. Like, you're going to your sibling's house, you're nicking the food.
Yeah.
I do it at my mum's house. I mean, I wouldn't take a can of soup home.
No, to be fair, I would. Yeah.
Also, can of soup, a bit rogue, no?
It's so rogue.
Who's drinking soup? Are you drinking soup?
No, not really, no.
I'm not a soup kind of girl. Like, I would have gone, like, fish fingers, cool. Like, but go for the nugs.
I would have gone straight for the alcohol cupboard,
to be honest.
Now we're talking.
Right, now we're on the subject.
She didn't steal any of your alcohol, so calm the fuck down, Annabelle. Honestly, you need to chill out. It's a fish finger.
You've still got a liquid diet there at home. Like, there's still things to consume.
There's still stuff that can, you know, like a little dopamine boost. It's not food. You've got a whole alcohol cupboard. Use that.
I'm kind of worried about the sister, though.
Yeah,
I feel like she might need to, like, have a chat.
I just think, like, something may be going, like, on at home because, like, who the fuck would
steal? Either that or she's just thinking, fuck it, like, I'm just going to nick it, like, because it's here.
You know what? She may be doing it for the plot. You never, ever know. And to be fair, if that's the case, then fair enough.
Those fish, you know, her and those fish fingers may have had a conversation that we don't know about. Do you know what I mean? She might have opened that and they might have just been like, look, she was like, babes, please.
Also, we don't know what Annabelle was like. Annabelle could have pissed off the sister-in-law.
Annabelle could have been a bitch.
Yeah, you never fucking know.
We're flipping
know.
The script on this. Sorry, Annabelle. Yeah, sorry. You wrote in, but girl.
Victim blame.
This
victim
sounds
blame.
Like you've done something to her. Yeah. Like you. This sounds like you've been doing something.
You know what? I want the sister-in-law to write in. I want the counter-argument from the sister-in-law. Why is she doing this?
Annabelle, you know... No, Annabelle. Annabelle's sister-in-law, you know who you are, okay? If you're someone who stole fish fingers out of your sister-in-law's freezer, all right? Right back in. We want to know what's going on. Because I know there's beef.
Maybe the kids are little fucking shits and you think, you know, fuck these kids. One of them's pissed up a wall. One of them's like fucking broke the chairs. Like, fuck this. I'm helping myself to whatever I fucking want.
Also, that kid obviously doesn't like their auntie because they're shit stirring. That kid's shit stirring.
Literally. She's like, you never know what fucking Auntie Lee's the dead.
Yeah.
No, she grabs a little fucking goujon out the freezer. Goujon. Yeah, go check. There was 10 in there before. Now there's five.
I love my aunties. Do you know what I mean?
Real.
There's a lot to weigh up here.
Babes, I'd be handing them out to Auntie. I'd be like, there you go, babe.
I'm going back and forth between who's the real villain here.
We all know it's Annabelle.
I think it might be Annabelle.
I think it might be Annabelle.
So sorry, babe. You might have just lost a viewer right there and then. You might have gained one, though, in the sister-in-law.
No, please, we need all we can get. Please, Annabelle. No, we love you, please. Still listen, please. Show me to me, Rachel, please.
But you might have gained one anyway to replace her. There might be the sister-in-law.
Oh, my God, yeah, and the fish fingers.
And the fish fingers.
Obviously, yeah, paid actors they are. Paid bloody actors.
They're there doing it for the plot as well.
Right, Annabelle, sorry, babe, but no advice, just slander.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Okay, so next one, what do you want to do? Tesco Extra or What's the Stitch, Bitch?
I feel like What the Stitch, Bitch is going to be a big one.
Yeah, I feel like
Do we save it for the last? Last bit, and we go straight to Tesco
Extra. Save the girthy one to last. Always the way.
Always the way.
But you have to.
Especially in Soho.
Right, Tesco Extra. Let's give this one a little read. Okay, so this is from Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
24. Cute. And they are from Manchester, brackets, but I lived in London / Epsom for uni for 3 years. Thank you for clarifying. Oh, you know what? We needed that information, didn't we?
I was living
in Epsom. Really did. I was sat here thinking, I wonder where she lived before.
We know now geographically her movements over the last couple of years. We've got a background about her now.
Oh my God, that's really helped, yeah. I think. We're going to be able to give like better advice
deep
now.
Deep dive. Wikipedia. Love it.
Okay, so... Jake and Guess, I've written in before and I need your help, so please answer. Oh my God, someone's come back for more. I'm in a really toxic friends with benefits situation. Oh,
I already am about to cry.
Oh no, I don't need it either. Just skip this farm. No, I don't need it.
Honestly, when is anyone gonna... Friends with benefits, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Either... fucking have a relationship or not.
How can you sit there and like be acting like my boyfriend, like doing everything a boyfriend would do and be like, no, we're not together, mate. We're not together. You don't understand.
Like, why are you on my sofa picking your ass on a Monday and then the next day asking why you're not coming over? Like, honey, no. Like, people who do the friends of benefits, You need to get a therapist and understand the commitment, okay? You've got commitment issues.
You've got issues just all around. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, how you sat there on the sofa shooting a Nerf gun bullet up my ass.
And then you're turning around on a Monday. And then on a Wednesday, you're like, sorry, go and see someone else. Nothing.
No, get fucked. Nah. Okay, Rosie, we're on your side, first of all, from the start. So she said he's the ultimate fuckboy.
Obviously.
Oh my God. Duh. Newsflash, Rosie from Epsom and London and Manchester and this place.
She's a travel queen.
She's been around.
She has been around.
Maybe she's the fuckboy.
Maybe. We're just flipping the script all these people.
Victim blame, Rosie behavior. Right. She said, so he's an ultimate fuckboy. I really don't like him. He fucks me off so, there's lots of O's, so much. And I always swear I'll never see him again. But whenever I'm sad, horny, or in need of company, we hook up. And sometimes when he's drunk too. Right, so he's literally just calling you when he's drunk. Calm on, break. Like, wake up, open your eyes, Rosie. Mm-hmm. Open your eyes. Even when I found out he slept with a girl I used to be friends with. Oh, brother.
Did she fall out with a friend? Is that what she's about to say?
I don't know. She said, even when he's so arrogant, rude, and dismissive of me via text, and even though I've met his mom a few times, how can you meet the mom?
Not the mom.
You'd kick her in the minge.
I would go straight for the minge.
No questions asked.
Right in
minge.
The purse, honestly. That is bad behavior.
It is. Get in the bin. So, yeah, even met his mom and had dinner at his house. My legs are... Oh, my God. What? She hasn't said this.
My legs are what?
What?
They're what?
My legs are always open 24/7, like Tesco Extra.
Tesco Extra.
There it is. I hope you got your
always
club card, Rosie.
24 hours.
And I still go to him and hate myself because of it. And before you think, silly straight girl writing in with her cishet problems. I mean, we were both thinking that. We literally turned the mic off to discuss that and turn it back on. I'm bi, but do I just have a really big thing for toxic fuckboys? I really want a nice, stable relationship with my flatmate / best friend. What?
Sorry. What?
I'm... What's the plot twist?
I'm so confused. I feel like she's dropped so many bombs in this conversation right now. We've had mother, we've had legs open, we've had
this guy is
one problem at a time, Rosie.
Do you know what I mean? Sorry, but you're gonna have to use in like three separate dilemmas. We could, like one dilemma at a time, so you can go to the GP. Like, sorry, one problem at a time. Like come back for this one.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So she said, I really want a nice, stable relationship. Oh, like my best friend. And sorry, that was my fault. Like my best friend does with her
Spanish. Dyslexia is really helping. So have you got dyslexic?
I've just got a whole array of things up there, I think, going on. Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I got tested for dyslexia at school, and then it turns out I didn't have it, so I was just a bit thick.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem. Okay. Yeah, I'm just
that's
thick.
Fine.
Yeah.
You can be dyslexic with me. We'll just blame it on that, okay?
I really want... Oh, yeah, okay, so she's like, I can't stop opting for toxicity.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And shitty, but hot men. I mean, relatable, no. Kind of relatable.
I feel like it's literally the epidemic of this generation. Mm. 100%.
No one wants to commit. So how do I break the cycle and stay away from him? And what's causing it? The willy, obviously. The toxicity of the arrangement. The fit yet dickhead guy. Or am I just self-destructive? Please. Lots of E's. Please help me, boys. This can't go on any longer. And please know if we're bi, I'd be, oh my God, she said, and please know, Jake, if you were bi, I'd be climbing you like a tree. And producer Tom, you're quite hot too.
Oh.
Oh my God, not the shout out to producer Tom.
Is it Thomas?
My God, Tom wrote this one. Wait, did you write this, Tom?
Are you Sorry. Rosie?
Also, Tom, I want to fuck you so fucking bad.
Oh my God. She was drunk when she wrote this, I feel.
Lots of love to you all, and thanks, Rosie. Right, okay, so basically, she's asking, how do I stay away from him?
Right.
Yeah, lobotomy.
Okay, I'm going into gay best friend mode here.
Yeah, go on,
okay.
Here we go, take the floor.
Gay best friend mode. One, 28 days, no contact.
Oh my God, yes.
Block him, delete the number. Yeah. Okay, that needs to be done 100%. Two, you're addicted to being toxic. I feel like everyone, this like between 20 and 30, you're addicted to being toxic because that's what it is. Like, it's trendy to have problems with your boyfriend.
And there's so many good, like, sad girl musics out there, which I'm obsessed with. So when I listen to it, and I'm like, I kind of want that.
These
kinda
girls, wanna be like also thing. There's so many great breakup songs and about I hate men songs and uplifting women songs. Go listen. These people are not making these songs for no reason, honey.
Yeah, she needs to listen to Joyride.
Go listen to it.
By Kesha.
Beyonce's in this world for a reason.
Yes.
Okay? Uh-huh. Go listen to that bitch. Uh-huh. All right? She made a whole career off her husband cheating.
Oh my God, she did.
And he's still with her.
Why don't you just lemonade him?
Lemonade him. But she needs to get over it. And also, you're in charge. You're in charge of what's going on.
No, that's so
you're
true.
You're aware of the situation, aware what's going wrong. So just stop.
We love a self-aware queen, but you've got to act on it.
Yeah.
You've got to act. You can't just be self-aware, but then continue to, oh my God, I'm speaking to myself here. Oh my God. I'm basically talking to myself.
Well, please listen.
Like, you can't be in, like, you know, be self-aware and go, I know what I'm doing is wrong. I know it's hurting me, but then continue to do it.
To be honest with you, that is like the worst kind of guy. Like, to be like, to complain about something and you have the power to change it.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand how it's hard in the moment and it's easier to say, easier said than done. I do get that.
Of course. But we've all had our feelings. Yeah.
Obviously, if you've met his mum and this, we're talking about the same problem. This is the same problem.
Yes,
it was a long problem.
Met the mum.
I met the mum.
Had dinner. Kick her in. Why don't you just do what Jack Darling would do? What would you do?
Kick her in the minge, babe.
Kick her in the minge, babe.
Kick her in the minge. I'm sure the mum's lovely. Actually, no. not if she's birthed this man.
No, the mum needs to step in. It's getting out of hand.
Please.
She does.
Come and get your son. And this is actually a message to a lot of women, a lot of mothers out there. Like, come and get your son. Please. Come and get your son and please
lock him up, please.
That this is not how you treat people.
Exactly.
Christ, I've had enough.
Yeah, we're tired.
I am tired.
We're tired. We're exhausted.
I am tired, especially as a gay guy.
Oh my God.
I've grown up with girls. They've been my ally. I've had seen.
Oh.
Every kind of asshole there is under the sun.
Oh my God, I've wiped many a tear and many a asshole.
Many
have.
Trust me, things happen to the asshole when these things happen.
They do.
It gets weird, actually. I actually don't know where I'm going with that. But seriously, mothers, can you come and get your sons, please? Because they're ruining this world.
Once again, we're blaming someone else. We're blaming the mum. Fuck you, mum. It's all your fault. Lock your son up. You brought him into this world. Take him out.
Actually, no. Fuck what I just said. Father.
Oh,
come and get your son.
Absolutely. Teach him how
come
to treat a woman.
Come and get your son and tell him how to treat a woman.
100%.
Please. Thank you.
But Rosie, we're here for you. And write in again if you want. Don't stop. Keep going. We will be
you
here.
You seem
for
a bit
you.
Like an icon. You seem like a messy kind of girl. Love it. Just go be that girl. Go live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And just fuck him off.
And surround yourself with gay guys because they will just lift you up.
Or just go have a hoe era.
Oh my God. I feel like everyone needs one.
I feel like if you're hung up on someone, just go have a hoe era.
Literally open your legs 24/7 like Tesco Extra, but not just with him, with other people.
Go and live by Tesco Extra's means and open those legs. Like, you say that open, honey. I want to see them open on more fucking men. Get rid of this guy.
Like, I need proof. Yeah. I need receipts.
Please.
Okay.
I think that's what's needed in this situation.
100%.
So to conclude, go fuck loads of people. Thank you.
Right, okay, so we're on to the last one, which is the big un.
What's the... If this is really shit...
I know, then you've really...
I really hyped this up because I feel like the Tesco Extra was something that I did not expect.
Yeah, I know, it was up there. It was a good one.
It just kept giving.
She was giving what?
Just kept giving.
Just giving clap.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I mean? Giving clap.
What's the sitch, bitch?
Right, let's have a look.
I feel like that's a good podcast name.
It is.
What's the sitch?
Jot that down, producer, jot that down. Jot it down. Okay, so name. Jakey Baby is fit as fuck. Oh, I can write this one.
Love this
what
one.
What the fuck? Did you write this one as that? Trying to pick me up. Jake's got no confidence. I don't want to just write this down. Age 32, location Worcester.
Worcester. You're so dyslexic. That's how I would have wrote it.
We both had our moment. The Giros, Worcester. So we're
going to have to do a poll, please.
Is it, oh my God, we'll do a poll.
I'm going to have some of my chicken poppers.
Oh my God, for it. Do you want some other poppers? No.
We'll save them for later.
So for the last 4 years, I've been hooking up with this extremely attractive guy. Like, first of all, rub it in. Do you know what I mean?
You go, girl.
He used to live...
Wait, what's the name?
The name is just Jakey Baby is Fit as Fuck. They've not put a name.
So this could be a man or a woman.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. It could.
Okay,
so... Worcester? Worcester. He used to live in Worcester. I will keep looking at you for that. He used to live in Worcester, moved an hour away, but when he comes back to visit friends, he comes round for a sesh. A sesh? What sort of sesh are we talking? Like a shag? I'm guessing a shag.
I thought like
drinkies.
I would say drinks.
That's what I was thinking. He thoroughly enjoys what I have to give. Since the history of time, has anyone been able to transform a situationship like this into something more? I would love to take him on a date to see if there's something there. But given how long we've been shagging, I think that's all he wants it to be. Do I suggest a date? I don't want to make things awkward. And then he stops visiting. Love the pod.
Get your dick on the table and just ask him out on a date. Just do it. Get your dick on the table.
Slap it out.
Get it all out and ask them on the day. Fuck it. Just
or
do it.
If it's a girl, get your minge out on the table.
Look, slap the tits out. Get the labia on that table.
I want to see the labia split between the table edge.
I want you to scissor that fucking table and just tell him, do you want a date? Please. Can't live your life like that.
No, you can't need to be up front. Stop playing games.
Stop being in that mind torture chamber. Like, just go and ask him.
You're going to be gamed out. Because listen, I just think we all overthink stuff so much. Like we're like, oh, 100%. I can't say it. I can't do it. Because what if this... Just fucking say it. Look, I want to go on a date. Like, you've been smashing my fucking back doors in for the past 4 years.
You know what I'm
saying? Let's go for a fucking mojito.
When
he's
hanging out the back of your hand, like, why are you scared to ask him out on a date?
Do you know what I mean?
A lot worse has happened.
That's the thing you're scared of. He's literally fisted you and like, you're scared to ask him out on a date.
We're really assuming here what's going on. We're assuming this is a right kinky bitch.
I know.
Clearly, right. We've really gone there. No, but just do it. I feel like situationships, they can be a relationship after.
I agree.
Depending on the dynamic. Like the one we had before, absolutely fucking not. Mm-hmm. But like if it is just like relationship vibes and that's what it is, but like you're not really putting a label on it and it's just like friends with benefits and stuff, mm-hmm. Communication.
Oh my God, the big C.
The big C.
It's important.
It's communication. Communicate it.
Just talk to them. And I know that sounds like the most basic thing, but it really is that fucking simple.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Amen.
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 You've got to live by that.
You do.
Oh, I'm out of a drink, shit.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. We've got the budget for it, so sorry. We've got the budge.
It's fine.
Tap water, is that okay?
Absolutely. Not going to pub after this, sweetheart.
Okay, so... The advice is just speak. Just
get speak your dick on the table.
Dick on table, dick on the table,
labia,
tits on the table.
Everything out on that table. And that's how everyone should live their life.
Oh my God. You want to ask anything?
Do that.
Yay! The butt puppet!
My manager's literally looking at me in disgust.
I think
that's so bad. Whoever's going to use this after I'm literally as bad as COVID.
Like,
sorry.
Smell like chicken poppers, the new ones from Tesco Extra.
With a bit of thingy, I am.
Where that girl had her legs wide open. I can just smell it.
That's all I'm going to think every time I go in there now.
No.
Every time I walk through the doors, I feel like I'm going to be walking into like a vagina.
Funny.
I was like prizing it open. There's, and
there's our Rosie.
And there's that wanker. Yeah. Over there.
Dead. Yeah, just talk.
Life's too short. Just go ask. Communicate. Say how you feel.
And if you genuinely can't see yourself continuing just fucking him, then I know it will hurt if you're like, do you want to go on a date? And he says, no, this is a bit weird now. Bye. But then there you go. Because you can't just... be fucking him forever and then get feelings with him because it would just hurt.
100%. But also, if you say it and he says no, I feel like that's like, it can be a confidence thing. Like, it can build you up. Like, you can, I feel like you can do anything after that. So yeah. Also, I feel like 9 times out of 10, you're going to get the answer you want.
And do you know what I mean? You'll get the truth and it might hurt, but it will help you in the long run.
Yeah, and you can just leave it and move on.
Look at us changing lives.
Oh,
babes.
We're
changing fucking
Honestly,
lives.
Honestly, get us on that president. President, what? We don't have a president. What is it called? Prime Minister.
Get me on the president with the gyros.
With the gyros. In Crete.
In Worcester.
In Worcester. No, right. That's how I read it. I read it like that.
Yeah, because that's how it's fucking spelled.
Right?
My God.
It's like Greenwich. It's spelled Greenwich.
Yeah, that's so true. Real.
That.
Big up.
And Southwark, Southwark.
I know.
Hate it.
Few men.
My dyslexia does not do well with those names.
Maybe we should be presidents. We would just change all the names. But no, it's not how it sounds. It's not how it's spelled. Sorry, we're changing the name.
America needs us. I feel like that's what happening.
Yeah,
we'll be the president there.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, Jack, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a delight. Bye. You've been so good, you have.
Thank you. Thank you for my meal deal as well.
Oh my God.
I know, has anyone else eaten their meal deal?
No, I don't think they have, have they?
On the thing?
No, no one's that trash.
I love that. Like,
joking.
Give me no chicken.
No, I always get a little bit offended. I'm like, oh, you're not going to have a little nibble? You're not going to have a little nibble?
Oh, no.
Like, do you know what I mean?
What did they know done with them? Did they throw them away?
I'll shove them up their ass.
You just spent £3.50 with that.
Do you know what I mean? There have been times when people have left them behind and I've eaten them. How sad is that?
That's
on the train home.
No, that's a win.
No, it is.
That's
a win. It is. Right. Thank you so much all for listening, and I hope you have enjoyed Jack Darling on this week's episode. Remember, if you want to have your dilemmas spoken about, answered, laughed at, then write in at producer Tom, what's the email? It's the website. I don't usually do this one. This is what Tom usually does. Just write in. DM me, babe. DM me. Willie's Out Podcast.co.uk / Willie's.
It's all Willie.
It's all Willie. Right. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. See ya.